Hey everybody, before the episode starts, I just wanted to take the opportunity to let everybody know, with the holidays coming up, friend of the show Jason Inman, otherwise known as Jawin from the Geek History Lesson podcast, is once again doing a comic drive for service members. He's teaming up with Operation Gratitude to collect 15,000 comics to send to U.S. military members and their families serving around the world. Kind of a way to say thank you for them defending our freedom. So the drive runs through the entire month of November. There's a link in the show notes. You can go and click to read the press release and get all the details, or you can go to comicdriveforservicemembers.com to find all the information there. So take the opportunity to share your love of comics by donating some to deserving service members around the world, first responders, wounded veterans. It's a great cause. Jason does it every year. I think this is the fifth year he's doing it, and it's a really worthy cause and a great way to share your love of comics and say thank you to these service members who sacrifice so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we do. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a Webtoon Wednesday episode, and today we're going to be focusing on Canvas. That's the side where anybody who wants can create a comic, upload episodes, and start to build a fan base and a following. So I have Jess Crampy from Webtoon working on the Canvas side, and she's joining me to tell us all about Canvas. So Jess, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to join me. Why don't you start off by giving us your background and how you got started with Webtoon and Canvas?
Sure. Well, this is my first job in the comics industry. It's my first job really out of college that's not, you know, service industry, fast food. I graduated from Columbia College Chicago in 2017. And then moved right out here to LA, where I wanted to fulfill my dreams and everything. I worked as a freelance animator for a while, but my friend, who is an editor here, we went to school together. She got an internship here and was eventually hired on as an editor. And she told me, hey, why don't you apply as an intern for the Canvas side of the platform? And I was like, oh, that sounds like really cool. You know what? Like, I'm just going to do it. And out of everybody they interviewed, they picked me, which was really exciting. So I interned here for about 6 months. And then after that, I was hired on full time as the Canvas coordinator. So I've actually been at Webtoon for about a year now.
And what's involved in being the Canvas coordinator? Like, what does that mean exactly?
So being the Canvas coordinator, basically I handle all internal promotion on the Canvas side of the app. And I also handle like Creator Day meetups, any kind of event coordination. I also sometimes handle like communication with creators. So for internal promotion, I basically run all the components that are on the site. So there's ones that are on the front page that are alongside the originals. Then there's also the Canvas side where there's like the recommended titles and fresh picks. Those are also handled by me.
Cool. So what's your day-to-day like? I mean, is it sitting in front of a computer? Is it talking to creators? Is it a little bit of both?
It's probably sitting in front of a computer more than talking to a creators, but I definitely talk to a lot of creators. My day-to-day is I usually spend about 2 to 3 hours going through Canvas by date and looking for potential series to promote, series that have a lot of growth potential. It could be about the story, it could be the art, it could be the consistency of how they're scheduling. So I spend quite a few hours going through that and curating the series. Then from there, I actually schedule the series to be promoted. Usually I schedule a week out. And then for communicating with Canvas creators, a lot of the times I am emailing them, you know, letting them know what promotions they've gotten, whether or not they want to get a banner placement. And then for other Canvas communication, it usually happens while I'm at conventions. So I'll go through Artist Alley and talk to creators. But the conventions are usually only, you know, one part of the year. It's usually between midsummer and end of fall.
So what's the best part for you with working for Webtoon and working on the Canvas side of things?
The best part for me is the fact that I can help small independent creators tell their stories and get their stories out there for a large audience. I am a creator myself, not on Webtoon. I don't have any series myself. But I went to art school. I, you know, graduated with an animation degree, and I understand how hard it is to get your work out there and get noticed. It was especially rough when I moved to LA, and you realize that the industry is just so saturated with stories, and it's very hard to get into the industry. People don't really talk about how hard it is to really get into the industry. You have to know people, whether that be animation, comics, television, movies. It's definitely a struggle, and Canvas gives people the opportunity to tell their story no matter what with very little obstacles in front of them, and it's a way to really tell their story. And I think that's my favorite part about it, is that I get to help these series grow, and just how happy they are when they reach like 1,000 subscribers just makes it really worth it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is hard to break in, and it's the whole thing. Like nobody breaks in and creates comics because they want to get rich or be famous. You do it because you love it. So if you're willing to put in the work, it can happen. So, you know, we're focused on the Canvas side here rather than the featured side or the original side. For those listeners who may not know the difference, can you give us kind of a breakdown what the difference is between Canvas and originals when it comes to Webtoon?
Yeah, of course. So Webtoon has two sides of the platform. There's originals and Canvas. So originals is basically content that we license out to be, exclusive. I couldn't think of the word. Exclusive for Webtoon. So series that are originals publish on a weekly basis, so they have to publish every week. And they have an editor and a marketing team that helps push their series out there and make their series better. And they get paid, they get paid for their work. Series like this would be Unordinary, I Love You, Lore Olympus, which actually all happened to come from the Canvas side. And then like other series that would be considered originals, like True Beauty, which is a translated series from Korea. Canvas, on the other hand, Canvas is an open platform for anyone. So if you're a self-publishing creator and you want to get your work out there, you can publish on Canvas for free. And that's really the big difference. Also, Canvas, you have complete control over your series. You're not contracted with us. You're not exclusive to Webtoon. So you can publish on Webtoon while also, you know, printing your series, publishing on other sites, creating your own website, selling your stuff at cons, selling your merchandise at cons, because we don't own anything. We're just helping you get your series out there. So that's the big difference between the two.
Now, is there, in terms of numbers, are there a lot more series on Canvas than on the original?
Oh, yeah. Canvas right now, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's about 60,000 titles. Now, a lot of those titles aren't currently publishing. A lot of them had been completed or on hiatus, but we definitely have a ton of, like, currently publishing series, which is it's a lot more than the original side, for sure.
so many titles on Canvas. How do you choose what you promote and who you reach out to in terms of, you know, trying to help them grow their readership?
Of course. So it's kind of all determined by visibility. So if there's there's so many people publishing on Canvas now that Webtoon's getting bigger and bigger, the competition is a lot higher to get your work seen. So publishing consistently really helps with visibility. So as long as your series is popping up more, there's a more likely chance of getting those like small promotions, such as staff picks and specials, and fresh picks. Those are like smaller promotions for like entry level series. But other components, such as recommended titles, banner, LOL, stuff like that, that one is really determined by page views and subscribers. And our recommended AI system, also you have to be an ad share. So for recommended, usually you have to be an ad share to get a recommended title placement, but that's not always the case. We're just looking to see that your series is performing well and that you are publishing on a regular base. Banner slots are usually allotted for the top performing series because they have reached that level that they're able to get a banner slot, and they're in ad sharing. That way, when they are in the banner slot, when they hit a large amount of page views, that equates to their ad sharing amount.
Now, is it the same when you start considering offering a creator a chance to come over to the original side? Do you look for a lot of the same things, or are there any added things?
So for the original side, currently the Canvas team really doesn't, we don't really work with the editors on choosing what becomes an original. To become an original, there's no specific reasons why a series becomes an original other than that the editors realize it has a lot of potential. It fulfills a genre that the original side might be missing. So like some series, they get picked up after, 100 some odd episodes and have been publishing for 2 years, and they look at it and they go, you know what, this isn't a great place. They're doing really well. We really like the story, and they'll grab it. But there are other times when a series has published like 5 episodes and they're just, they get it. The story's great. It's a genre that, we don't really have a lot of, and they'll grab that too. So really it's not about like how many subscribers you have or how many page views you have or how long you've been publishing. It's really up to the editors looking at the series and talking about, how is the story? How is the paneling? What is the fonts like? What is the lettering like? Does this person understand vertical format? Does it fulfill a genre that we're missing? There's a lot that goes into it. But currently, Canvas, the Canvas team, we don't really choose what moves to originals.
Yeah, it's so funny because I know we're always looking for a magic bullet. Creators are like, how did you break in? And, you were just talking about how tough it is to break into comics. And even when we're talking digital comics on the Webtoon side, and I know there's probably people listening in that are like, man, I just wanted her to say that one thing that I could focus on. But it's kind of the same as kind of breaking into the industry, traditionally. It's a combination of being in the right place at the right time, but also being prepared for when that opportunity, knocks, that you're ready. So keep working, keep honing your craft, keep plugging away.
Yeah, that's so true. There's actually there's a few series that they were given the opportunity to become an original, but at the time they were like, I'm not in a place where I can, become an original, because it is like a full-time job being an original. You have to publish every single week, so you have to deliver every single week. And sometimes the Canvas side of the platform is just it just works out better for people who physically or they don't have the time to publish every week, because Canvas, you can make your own schedule. So, it is a lot about if you're prepared to move over to originals.
Yeah. Is there any other advice you would give for somebody who's on the Canvas side looking to looking to move over other than, you know, be consistent in your schedule?
Yeah.
Other than being consistent in your schedule, I would say really take a look at what the original site is producing and try to emulate their style. Not artistic style. I'm talking about, like, pacing and fonts and paneling. That is a lot what editors look at. They want to see if you have the ability to do the same kind of, like, if you're able to do the vertical format. Also, you know, just keep honing your craft. You know, keep practicing. Practice posing, practice figure drawing, your backgrounds. I would just really say look at what the original site is doing, and as much as you can, try to emulate that. Not the story, not the style, like artistic style, just like see their pacing and paneling and stuff like that. Yeah, format, that's the word.
I think a lot of people publish on Canvas and they get real experimental and they're trying new things, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to move over to the original side, you know, it needs to be a little more consistent, not just in schedule, but also in look and feel. It can't be too wild and crazy and experimental. So,
yeah, like, and there's nothing wrong with experimenting. Like, you know, Canvas is a place where you can do whatever you want. And originals, you know, they have some series that are definitely more on the experimental side and don't fit like a specific box. We try to grab all sorts of art styles, all sorts of stories, but it needs to be able to read well. You know, you want to retain those readers. You want them to keep coming back. So, yeah, formatting is definitely important.
Yeah, now, even if you don't get an offer to move over to the originals, or if you do, but you know, you've got your day job, you can't commit to a regular schedule, whatever reason, you're on the Canvas side, there's still ways to mm-hmm. monetize that, right? What can you tell us about
yes.
like the ad revenue yes. program and other ways to make money on the Canvas side?
Sure. So when you are publishing on Canvas, there are ways you can monetize your series. Right now, the best way that you can monetize your series is through our ad share revenue program. So basically, what that is your series, once it hits 1,000 subscribers and 40,000 U.S. monthly page views, you can apply for ad sharing, which will go through a moderation process and make sure your series it follows our content policy. And if it does, you get approved into ad sharing, and a ad will show up at the bottom of your episode. And when people, you know, go to your series and they scroll all the way to the bottom, that counts as a page view for ad sharing. It doesn't always count as a page view. Like, what counts as a page view for us doesn't always equate to what counts as a page view for ad sharing partners. That's why it's really important to make sure your episode is long enough that a scroll happens, and so it catches that page view. So you get ad revenue from that. So that's our ad revenue sharing program. So the other program we have, but it is ending December 31st of 2019, is Beta Creator Credit. So basically what Beta Creator Credit is, and it's completely separate from ad share. I think a lot of people get it mixed up. They think it's the same thing. It's not. Beta Creator Credit was basically we were rewarding creators for reaching a certain amount of page views per month. And depending on how many page views you had, you got a certain amount of money. That was just money Webtoon was giving. You know, we were just like, you know what, you're doing a really good job. Here's some money. That is ending in, like I said, December 31st of 2019. But you know, things are still in the works and announcement will be happening pretty soon. But we are working on other monetization options for 2020. They're really exciting and I'm really excited about it. And we're just going to, as they roll out, as we're working on them, we'll be posting about it on our notice board, on the Canvas page. We will be tweeting about it and everything. So just keep your eye out. But yes, there are definitely ways that you can monetize your series, whether it be a lot or a little bit. there is a way to make money off of your art and your story.
Awesome. And if people want to find out about those programs when they're announced, you mentioned posting on social media. Where's the best place to follow Webtoon Canvas on social media?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram and Twitter. Both Instagram and Twitter, we are at Webtoon Canvas. And we share other people's stories. We retweet other people's stories. We post a lot about, live streams that we're doing, any cons we're going to, any kind of information that you want to hear from us. If you want to get in contact with us, if, you can't email us for some reason, you can, tweet at us and check out our Instagram.
Yeah, and I can vouch for Webtoon Canvas being very interactive on social media. So if you're an aspiring creator, definitely reach out to them and give Canvas a try. It's really easy to use. You can upload a lot of different types of graphic images to your series. It doesn't have to be a certain type. It's really easy to use. If you're technologically challenged, don't be intimidated. And there's plenty of resources. We've talked before about the resources that are out there, Creator 101 and such, that can help you out with the technical side of things. So Jess, again, I really want to thank you for joining me and talking some Canvas tonight. As we close out here, is there anything else that you want to add that you would want listeners or aspiring Canvas creators to know?
Yeah, sure. I guess my biggest thing is, don't give up. I feel like a lot of people get a little discouraged when they don't hit, that 1,000 subscribers in the first month. You just got to keep working at it and keep pushing at it. And also just remember that putting out your story and your artwork is not always about putting it out for other people. It's also about putting it out for yourself as a creator. It's really important to keep creating and make new things. So just keep going, keep doing it, and good things will happen from it.
All right. Well, best of luck with Canvas in the new year. I'm really excited to hear about these new programs to support their creators. And I encourage everybody to go to Webtoon and check out the Canvas side. There's thousands and thousands of stories, like Jess was telling us. So there's literally something for everyone.
Thank you so much.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.